Sagt die Gemara, daf ein mit Beis, 7 lines from the bottom by the 2 dots. Omar Rava. Rava says as follows. Kotzar v'tochan, if someone harvested v'tochan and he ground, he was toichen, krigoygeres, the size of a gregeres, which is the shear for all Isurim Melacha Shabbos, when it comes to food items, it's the size of a gregeres, of a fig. B'shiga Shabbos v'zonim melachas. He did these two melachas of Ktzira and Tchina, b'shiga Shabbos, thinking it's Tuesday, v'zonim melachas. Now, shiga Shabbos v'zonim melachas, we know you chayv one carbon. So for Ktzira and Tchina, it's chayv one carbon. And then, chazar v'kotzar v'tochan, krigoygeres b'zonim Shabbos v'shigas melachas. And then he continued. Suddenly he remembered it's Shabbos. But then he forgot that he's not allowed to be koitza, he's not allowed to be toichen. So he did a second maisa of ktsira and tchina with the shirk regeres on each, bezodin Shabbos v'shigas melachas. Now shigas melachas yechayev. If you do shigas melachas, yechayev for every av melacha, one chatos. So over here yechayev 2 chatois. You were kotzar v'tochan b'shigas melachas, so you should be chayev 2 karbonas. 2 chatois. So comes along Rav and says the chiddush is as follows: V'noy deloy al ktsira v'tchina shel shiga Shabbos v'zod melachas. And after he did these two ma'isim, after he was koitzer v'toichen b'shigas Shabbos, we chayv 1 carbon, and then he was koitzer v'toichen the same halama without any knowledge, with what b'zod and Shabbos v'shigas melachas. Then it was a shigas melachas. So for that you really chayv 2 carbonas. So then, noy de loyak tzira v'tchina shal shiga Shabbos v'zod melachas. And then he realized what he made a mistake, that it was really Shabbos, it wasn't Tuesday. He realized the tzira and tchina, the first act of shiga Shabbos v'zod melachas. And at that time, when it was noy de loy, Tosis explains that he was mafish a carbon. And he was mafish a carbon, but he didn't bring the carbon. He was mafish a carbon, which is only 1 carbon for the shiga Shabbos, for the first act that he did of Ktzira and Tchina b'Shiga Shabbos, thinking it's Tuesday, you only chayv 1 carbon. So he was mafish 1 carbon. Now he didn't bring it as an actual hakrova. He wasn't iskapa yet. So just by being mafish it, what happened after that was, because I've annoyed the loy, al Ktzira val Tchina shal zod and Shabbos v'Shigas Melachas. And then he realized that the second act that he did was forbidden both Melachas. Over there he knew it was Shabbos, the second act. And he realized that it's forbidden, the Shigas Melachas, Sai Ktzira is forbidden, and Sai Tchina is forbidden. So now, at this Yediyah, he would L'chayre be Chayiv 2 Karbonas, because you Chayiv for Shigas Melachas, for each Melach you Chayiv a different Karbon. But since over here, the Ktzira number A, which was done B'Shigas Melachas, and the Ktzira number B, which was done B'Shigas Melachas, and likewise the Tchina number A, which was done B'Shigas Shabbos, thinking it's Tuesday. And the Tchina number B, which was done by Shigas Melachas, thinking that Melach is Mutter, the Tzira and the Tchina were both done by Helam Echad. There was no Yediyah in between. Yes, there was a Yediyah in between that he realized that it's not Tuesday. That means it was a Yediyah of Shabbos. But there was no Yediyah in between. There was a Haloma when the 2 Melachas were done. There was no Yediyah in between. There was no Yediyah between the Kotz of Etochon B'Shigas Shabbos and the Kotz of Etochan b'Shigas Melachas. So, since there was the both done b'Helam Echad, so Mamela, you can bring 1 carbon for all of them. And the mere fact that you realize that it's Shabbos, originally thinking it's Tuesday, where you had a Shigas Shabbos, and then suddenly you had a Shigas Melachas and a Zodin Shabbos, you realize it's Shabbos, that's not going to create a Yediyah between the 2 Ktziris that they should be separate in Karbonis. No, you can be Mitzarev the carbon for both Ktziris. That's what Tosis says in the beginning of Reish Klal Gol, the beginning of Klal Gol, the first parak, the first Tosis in Klal Gol, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. He says clearly that the Yediyah over here, that it's Shabbos, is not a Yediyah Machalekes, because there's no Yediyah on the Maisa Issa, on the Ktzira. There's just a Yediyah that it's not Shabbos. It's Shabbos, that it's not Tuesday. So there was no Yediyah on the Chet itself. Tosis over there says, Shein Posik, you need Oy Hoida Elof Chatosoy. The only time a Yediyah is Mechalek when it gives a Yediyah on the Chet. Here there was no Yediyah on the Chet. First I thought it's Tuesday and I did Ktzira and Tchina. And then I realized it's Shabbos, but I didn't know the Melach is also. So I did Ktzira and Tchina.
So there's Shigas Malachas after Shigas Shabbos, but there's no Yediyah on the Chet between it. So Mamela, that's why Zogt Rava and Daf Ein Aleph Amid Aleph Ktsira Gereres Ktsira V'Tchina Gereres Tchina. Since you separated this carbon, there's one carbon for Shigas Shabbos, for the Shigog of Shabbos, Sifer Ktsira and the Tchina, but suddenly I realized that it's not Tuesday. So that carbon is miskaper not just on the Shigas Shabbos, on the Ktsira and the Tchina that you did thinking it was Tuesday, but it's also miskaper on the Ktsira when you knew it was Shabbos, just was the Shigas Malachas, because there was no idea between the two Ktsiras. And it's also miskaper on the second Tchina that you did b'Shigas Malachas, because since you were mafresh a carbon, which would work for the first Ktsira and Tchina b'Shigas Shabbos, thinking it's Tuesday, that carbon will also work for the second Tchina of Shigas Melachos. And that's what it means. Ktsira gereres ktsira, betchina gereres tchina. Zogt Rashi on the top of Ayin Aleph. Ktsira gereres tchina, ktsira gereres ktsira shnia, bechaparosa. Betchina gereres es tchina shnia. Veniskapra kulon. They're all niskapra with one carbon. The kaimelon, ochal shnezeis, chelev, just like when you eat two zeisim of a chelev, behelam echod, without eating in between. You only chayv one. So we're also, I did a ktsira A and a ktsira B, behelam echod. I did tchina A and tchina B, behelam echod. There was, now, even though there's a difference between the first ktsira and the second ktsira, the first ktsira was b'shigas Shabbos, and the second ktsira was b'shigas Melachos, but l'maisi was behelam echod in the etzem avera. So mela, one would work for the other. Zog Rashi, because sof helam echod hu. He doesn't know about the chet. He just knows that it's not Tuesday. But when he knows it's not Tuesday, he forgot that the malachas are also. There was a shigas malachas. Only if you know there's a chet, then you can separate and then you chayv two karbonas. When you know you ate chelev, when you know you were koitzah and it's also. Hilka chatas u'shabal ha'ktsira v'tchina rishoyna. The chatas that you separated for the ktsira and tchina rishoyna. Atavayu kaimo. It goes on both ktsiras and tchinas. V'niskapu ima ktsira kol ha'ktsira sh'olov. Sh'nasu be'elam echod. They were all done be'elam echod. V'ima tchina niskapu kol ha'tchina sh'olov. Sh'osam be'elam echod. Tosis points out over here on Amid Beis and the Banim and Noidaloi that only because you are only a mafish a carbon, that's why the carbon can now work for both ktsiras and both tchinas. However, Zoktosis, if you did more than being mafish the carbon, if you actually brought the carbon, so then kapora is avada mechalik. Once you had a kapora on the Shigas Shabbos, then you'll need a new kapora on the Shigas Melachos. Zoktosis avlim loy noideloy ad acha kapora. If you only realized that it's not Tuesday but it's Shabbos after you brought the kapora, after you brought the carbon, avlim loy noideloy ad acha kapora. Then ain't a grorin. Then avari ni tu chatois. L'chuli alma kapora mechalekes. Kapora is mechalek. Just like we know yedi is mechalek, a kapora is mechalek too. You brought a carbon and you were makrivit, that you received the kapora, then it's mechalek now, and the second ksira cannot be nifta with the first kapora that was given already. And the second tchina cannot be nifta with the first tchina. But if you were merely mafish a carbon, so that carbon can now work on everything that took place behelam echad of the ksira number one, and anything that took place was tchina number one. Because ktsira and tchina number one are shigash Shabbos, we only have one carbon. And ktsira and tchina number two, we're done with the same haloma of ktsira number one and ktsira and tchina number one. So melitz, it's like eating two kzeis echele behelam echad, we only have one carbon.
However, zok di gemara, daf ayin aleph amid aleph. The second line, this is all correct, says Rava. When you were noidaloi on the Shigas Shabbos, and you noid on the Shigas Shabbos, you were mafresh one carbon, and with the same halomi you did a ktsira and tchina b'chiluk melachos, b'shigas melachos. So then you can pat yourself up with that one hakrova, with the one carbon you were mafresh for ktsira and tchina and tchina. However, aval noidaloi al ktsira shazon Shabbos b'shigas melachos. But if let's say you did the second act of a Shigas melachos, of ktsira and tchina, and then you came to the realization that these melachas are asur. So now you chayev two karbonas, because of shigas melachas, you chayev on every av a different carbon. So over here, if you're mafish a carbon for the ktsira, it's not going to work for the tchina she'imo, because the tchina over here was a shigas melachas. The second act of shigas melachas requires a carbon for every av melacha. So over here, the kakfrosha of the
carbon for the Ketira would only work for the Ketira. But comes along, Rav and says the following Chiddush. You know about the Ketira of Zon Shabbos Shigas Melachos. And you're a mafresh a carbon for that Ketira. So that Ketira cannot take the Tchina that's with it, because it's the Shigas Melachos. But Ketira Gereres Ketira. But it could take the Ketira of the Shigas Shabbos that took place earlier, that you could take along with the carbon for the Ketira, because it's Behelam Echad. And once it takes along the Ketira of the first Melacha, that was the Shiga Shabbos, it can also take Tchina Sheima. Because with that first Shiga Shabbos, there was a Ktsira and a Tchina. And over there, you were never chayim more than one carbon. For Shiga Shabbos, you only chayim one. So when you're mafrish now a carbon for Ktsira Shnia, which is Shiga's Melachas, which will not work for Tchina Shnia, because that Shiga's Melachas is a different carbon. But that carbon for Ktsira of Shiga's Melachas would work for the Ktsira of Shiga Shabbos, because Behelam Echad, and it would also take along with it that it would patter up the tchina of Shiga Shabbos, the first tchina, because that tchina always went along with the ktsira. You always chayv only one for all Shabbos when you thought it was Tuesday. However, Zogd Rava, utchina shekenegda, but the second tchina, the tchina that went parallel together with the second ktsira, which was a Shigas Melachas, where you chayv a separate tchina for that, utchina shekenegda, the tchina connected the first tchina, you still need a carbon for the second tchina. So Rav Shita is, when you did ktsira and tchina, b'shiga Shabbos thinking it's Tuesday, and then you continued, you did a ktsira and tchina, realizing it's Shabbos, but not knowing about the melachas, b'shigas melachas, and then know the lawyer about the first act of shigas Shabbos thinking it's Tuesday. Your mafish one carbon, which is good for that act, because all you need is one carbon for Shiga Shabbos, for anything that you did on the Shabbos. And that carbon would work not just for that Ktsira Rishoina, but it would work for the second Ktsira too. It's Helam Echad. And it would work for the second Tchina too, because that carbon was for Ktsira and Tchina A, and it works for Ktsira Tchina too. You can be Mitzarif, the Shiga Shabbos, the carbon, one carbon, with the Shigas Melachas, which even though it required two, but since it was Behelam Echad with the Ktsira and Tchina Rishoina, one would be sufficient. However, says Rava, if let's say you don't know about the Shiga Shabbos first, you were first not know about the Shigas Melachas, and for that you need two carbonas, and you are mafish only a carbon for the Ktsira, so that carbon can work for Ktsira number one of Shigas Shabbos. It can grab along with it also the Tchina one, which is part of the Shiga Shabbos, but the Tchina Shnia, you still need another carbon for that, because that one is a separate carbon that's required for Shigas Melachas. And that's what Rava says. You only know about the Ktsira of the second Mice of Shigas Melachas. So then the Ktsira is Gerera, is a Ktsira. The Ktsira can pat up the first Ktsira and the Tchina Shima. And when you eventually will find out that you did a Tchina Shigas Melachas, you'll have another carbon. That Tchina was never upkapatted. Zogt Rashi, and if you know about the second tchina, because till now we said it was noida loy on the ktsira of the shigas melachas, and when it's going to be noida on the tchina of the shigas melachas, you'll be chayv another carbon. So bimkoyim medes v'chimisyadalei mechayv alo. When you'll know about the second tchina, you'll have to bring a carbon on it. That's Rav Shita. Abaya Omar zokt Abaya on this. No, he argues and he says as follows. Tchina nami goyreres tchina shem tchina achasi. Abai is mechalish a new yisoid. Once you are mafish a carbon for ktsira shnia, which is shigas melachas, and that carbon, of course, is going to work also for the ktsira rishoina of shiga Shabbos, and that's going to be take with it also the tchina rishoina of shiga Shabbos, because tchina and ktsira b'shiga Shabbos always work together. Once it grabbed along the carbon that's required for the tchina rishoina of shiga Shabbos, that tchina could be goyer the second tchina too, and you will not need another carbon for shigas melachas. True, usually when you have shigas melachas, you need a carbon for every melacha up to 39. But over here, since you're a mafish, a carbon for the ktsira, and that ktsira of melachas works for the ktsira of shigas Shabbos, and likewise for the tchina of shigas Shabbos. Once tchina is part of the equation, so it can grab along the second tchina too, and you will not need another carbon. True, Abaye agrees, when you have shigas melachas, you need two carbonas for ktsira and tchina. But over here, since this carbon works for the tchina that came along with the shigas Shabbos, So it's goyer also the tchina shniya with it, and you will not need another carbon for the tchina shniya. Abaye omar tchina nami goyeres tchina shem tchina achasi. At the end of the day, there was one tchina that was done by elam echad. Shem tchina achasi, tchina A and tchina B. So it's mitzarif, even though there was a yediyah of the shigas melachas first and on the ktsira part. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be upkapatted with the second tchina too, because the tchina rishoina was nigra and it's goyer also the tchina shniya. And Rava would hold that you don't say this type of greira. All you say is that the carbon that you're mafish for the second ktsira would take along the ktsira, the first ktsira of Shiga Shabbos, and the tchina. It's goyra the tchina, but it's not going to be goyra greira la greira. It's not going to take along the first tchina, the second tchina too, because it took along the first. The first tchina itself was a guest that came along with the first ktsira, which came along with the second ktsira. So it's not going to, you're not going to say greira la greira. That's going to be the Gemara sugya. Frek the Gemara, umi yisle la Rava greira? Does Rava even hold of greira in the first place? That the carbon that you're mafrish for ktsira shnia can grab along the ktsira rishoina and the tchina she'ima? For itmar, we learned in the braise as follows. Ochal shnei zeisei chela behelam echod. If someone eats two zeisim behelam echod, kzayis number one of chelev, and a kzayis number two of chelev. Let's call them A and B. I ate chelev A, and then the same halama without a yediyah, I ate chelev B a zayis. And then v'noy deloy al achas mehen, and then I find out, about one of them, that means I found out about A. I don't know about B yet. I don't know I ate B, but I found out about A. So at this point, since there's a idea of a kezias of chalev, so anything you eat afterwards now, if you eat a third one, he's still hungry. He decides to eat kezias of chalev number C, so then that would be, require a new carbon. For A and B, it only two carbonates because of the behelam echot. Kezias A, chalev, was behelam echad with kezayis b chelev. So that's one carbon. Nen noidaloi, that I ate A, so I only need one carbon for A and B. Even though I don't know about B yet, but I'm only required one because they behelam echad. But now that I'm still hungry, even though I know that I did something wrong, I decide, and I forget again, and I eat kezayis chelev number C, so now that would require a new carbon, because the carbon of A, which would be on A and B, would not work on C. There was a D in between. Zok the Gemara, v'itma ochal shnei zeisei chela behelam echad, v'noy la'alachas men, you know about A, v'chozav ochal kezayis, and then you eat kezayis number C. But you ate kezayis number C, behelam eshal sheni, without knowing meanwhile about the fact that you ate kezayis number B of chelev. So that means A and B were behelam echad, and A and C were not, because he knew about A after that. But B and C were still behelam echad, because I still never realized that I ate kezayis number B. So A and B is one carbon is enough. B and C is also behelam echad. Just A and C are not. So Omar Rava, and that Rava says, hey, be carbon al rishon. If you bring a carbon for kezayis chelev A, so rishon v'sheni miskaprim, that would work for A and B because it's done behelam echad. Two kezayisim, one carbon is enough. Behelam echad. Gimel, but kezayis number C is ain't a miskaper. You can't be miskaper with kezayis that you ate again of chelev C because you already knew that you ate A before you ate C. However, heavy carbon ala shlishi, if now you realize you made a mistake in C, and you bring a carbon on C, on the third one, ala shlishi, so that would work for sheni too. Shlishi v'sheni miskaprin. The carbon you bring for C would work for B too. Because when you ate C, you did not know about B. You only knew about A. So three works for two. Shlishi works for sheni miskaprin. But the Rishon ain't a miskaper. But if you brought a carbon for kezayis number C, that would work for kezayis number B. But it will not work for kezayis number A, even though B was together with A. But it would only work for B, C, because C and B were together in one helam. There was no idea about B when you ate C. But it would not work for A, because after A, you realize you made a mistake. So if you bring a carbon for A, it would work for A and B and not for C. If you bring a carbon for C, it would work for C and B, but not for A. Now, let's say Zok Gemraisa, hey, vi carbon alem tzoi. If you bring a carbon for B, so then it works for everything. Niskapru kulon. Because B, a carbon for B works for A, because it was behelam echad, two zeisim, and a carbon for B works for C. Because by the time you ate C, you only knew about A, but you didn't know about B. So the carbon for B would also work for C. So that is Rav Shita that says that you do not say greira automatically. You just say that a carbon for A works for B and a carbon for C works for B. But you don't say that a carbon for A should work for C, because since A works for B and B was together with C, so it should schlep along, it should be greira C also. We don't say that. Well, before Rava said a reasoning that if you bring a carbon for ktsira number 2, b'shigas melachas, it works for ktsira number A, b'shigas Shabbos, and it grabs along tchina number A too. It drags along tchina A too, tchina number 1 too, b'shigas Shabbos. So you say greira. So you should say the same thing over here. If you bring a carbon for A, which grabs along B, because it was behelam echad, it should also grab along C, just like it grabs along the tchina, the first tchina. When you bring a carbon for the second tzira, it grabs along the first tzira and the first tchina. So there also, if you bring a carbon for A, it should grab along B, obviously, and also C, because B and C were connected together, be'alam echot. Or if you bring a carbon for C, which grabs along B, it should also grab along A, because A and B were be'alam echot. That should be considered greira, because Abaye Taka says that that's how it works. Abaye Omar, afilu hevi carbon al echot mehen. Even if you bring a carbon for anyone, even for A, and not just it works for B, it works for C too. Because even though A and C there was yediyah in between, but since B and C there was no yediyah, and A works for B, so they should grab along C too, because B is included. So the same thing over here. Why does Rava hold by us that greira, it works on the tchina rishayna after you bring a carbon on the Tzira Shnia, which is Goyra de Tzira Rishayna, and likewise it's Goyra de Tchina Rishayna. So here also, it should be the same thing, like Abaye says, the carbon on A should work on C, because since it grabs along B, and B is connected to C. Enter the Gemara, Bosa de Shomim Abaye, after Rava heard this from Abaye, when it comes to three pieces of Chalev, that A is Mekaper B and C too, because A and B are connected, so it grabs along C. So Sovra, he held like that. He agreed to Abaya. And that's why he says that when you bring a carbon on Ktsira Beis of Shigas Melochas, it works for Ktsira Aleph, and it's Gerer with it, the Tchina Aleph also. After you heard this statement of Abaya, Legabi Chalev, Bosser, Shome Abaya, Sovra. Frek Dimor, if he holds of Abaya, so let it go all the way. Let it work even for the Tchina Shnia. Abaye says that he argues on Rava before by Tchina. Abaye says that if you bring a carbon on Ktsira B, the second Ktsira of Shigas Melochas, it works for Ktsira A of Shigas Shabbos. It grabs along Tchina A of Shigas Shabbos. And once you're grabbing along Tchina A of Shigas Shabbos, it can also work for Tchina, the second Tchina of Shigas Melochas. Because once you goyer Tchina into the picture, true Shigas Melachas, you need two different carbonas. But once you go Tchina into the picture because of Shigas Shabbos, because it was connected to Ktsira A, so it can grab along Tchina B too. So Zokti Gemara, if that's the case, if Rav agrees to Abaya, so Zokti Gemara, Ihochi Tchina Nami Tigor Tchina. So then let the first Tchina grab along the second Tchina too, even though the second Tchina was Shigas Melachas. But, and true for a carbon on Ktsira of Shigas Melachas, it's not going to help me a carbon on Tchina. It's Shigas Melachas, you need a different carbon for every Av. But since Ktsira grabbed along Ktsira A, which grabbed along Tchina A, which was Shigas Shabbos, so Tchina A can grab along Tchina B, like Abaye says. So why does Rava not agree totally to Abaye, to the din of Greira? Zok de Gemara, Yochi Tchina Namet Igor Tchina. Greira islay, greira the greira leslay. Rav agrees to greira. That means ktsira of shigas melochas, that carbon can grab along the ktsira of shigas Shabbos, which is helam echad to mice ktsiras, of course, that's poshut. And that grabs along greira, the tchina of shigas Shabbos. And that greira, you say, one greira. But greira the greira, that thou this tchina rishoina, which is a guest, which was grabbed along, should grab along the tchina shnia. That you don't say, greira de greira lesley. And same thing with chalev. By chalev, Rava agrees that greira helps, but not greira de greira. Meaning, when you bring a carbon, you mafish a carbon for A, not just it works for B, obviously it works for B, it's greira C with it also, because at the end of the day, B and C are connected. Not just if you mafish a carbon for B, it works for A and it works for C because B was together with A and C was together with B. No. Like Abaye says, whatever you bring a carbon on, even on A, it should work for C because A goes with B and B is connected to C. That's greira. That's one greira. That's not greira the greira. That's like being greira the first tchina of Shiga Shabbos, not the second tchina. So we're also being mafish, a carbon for any of the three of the pieces of chalev. A grabs along B because it's together, obviously, and it can grab along C. That's one greira. Greira, it works. If you bring a mafish carbon for C, it works obviously for B because C and B were in the same helem. It's greira A with it also. Greira isle, greira de greira lesle. It's not going to take it a step further. Zagdrashi, greira de greira lesle. The first tchina, the only reason why the first tchina is included is only because of the first ktsira. It was begreira gufa. The loya lay, the loya ktsira she'ima bar carbon. The carbon didn't really come for that first tchina or for that first ktsira. Ella, the first ktsira was included, the agre bahari ktsira. It came along with the first tchina because that's helam echad. So since the tchina alone was a greira, because it didn't come for it originally, so it can now invite another guest. The tchina guva was nigrar, so it can't be greira, this first tchina, the second tchina with it. And Abai holds no. Just like you say greira the greira. Ktsira and ktsira connected, so tchina and tchina is connected too. And Ramela, it works even though the Tchina Gufa was Nigrar Basad Ktsira Rishayna. So Rashi learns that the first Ktsira is not called Greira. Otherwise, the first Tchina should be called Greira the Greira Gufa. No. The first Ktsira of Rashi is Helam Echod. The carbon you're mapped for the second Ktsira of Shigas Malachas is automatically works for the first Ktsira of Shigas Shabbos. That's not called Greira. The Greira only starts when you're hopping along the Tchina She'ima of the first Ktsira of the Shigas Shabbos. That's a rashi in the sugya. Otherwise, it should be considered greira de greira gufa. Ktira A, ktira, second ktira is greira ktira A, and ktira A, the first ktira is greira tchina. That's greira de greira. Zogar rashi, no. The first ktira is automatically with the second ktira. It's helam echad. For that, you don't have to come up to greira. The greira only starts when you're greira tchina. So greira is lay, but tchina can't take the second tchina with it. That's a rashi in the sugya. Tosis learns no. Tosis de mamaska greira de greira, zog Tosis in the middle. Ulerinira de ktsira chshiva greira. Even the fact that the second ktsira grabs along the first ktsira is gufa called the greira. Minik oma like losha gemara is ktsira gereres ktsira. So even taking along the first ktsira is also called greira. Aye, so ibezoi kum to Rava, how is that greira also this first tchina? L'chari, that should be greira l'greira. So Tosis, no. Avalahi de tchina l'chshiva greira de greira. Grabbing along tchina rishon is not called greira de greira. She'eina yochel l'chaper ala ktsira elam ken diskap ala tchina imo. Since that first maisa was b'shiga Shabbos, there's no thing as a kapora for ktsira without tchina. It has to go together. He thought it was Tuesday. And zok Tosis, avagav de shnei zeitz echele b'elam echod is not called greira. But still over here, we called ktsira to ktsira, called the gera. We come on ktsira to ktsira, shiny. She'achas b'shiga Shabbos, v'achas b'zodin Shabbos. The reason why we consider ktsira to ktsira gera, it's not like two chelevs that are considered b'helam echad yichayv one, because at the end of the day, they're different shemes. Over here, one of them was b'shiga Shabbos v'zodin melachas, and the second one was, the second ktsira was b'shiga melachas v'zodin Shabbos. So in Mela, it's not like two zeis chelev b'helam echad. And that's why it's gufa called the greira, but it's not called greira the greira. The losh tagamol is ktsira greira ktsira. But yet the first tchina is not called greira the greira, zoktaisis, because ktsira and tchina rishona have to go together. They can't be parted from one another because they were both done by shigas Shabbos. So that's the yisoid machlekes Abaye and Rava. Do you say greira alone or do you also say greira the greira? But they both agree, it's a dove poshet, that shigas Shabbos and zodim melochus and Shigas Melachas and Zon Shabbos are mitzar of one to another, the Ktira and the Ktira. That's Poshet, that's like Helam Echod. On that, there's no tzad to say that it would not work. Avdem zog de Gemara, milse de pshitilu l'abayi v'rova. That which Abaye and Rova assume for Dover Poshet, that Zon Shabbos v'Shigas Melachas and Zon Melachas and Shigas Shabbos are not considered chalukin l'chatesein, and that's why a kapara on one would work on the other. We don't look at it like two alomas, and that's why it's considered a carbon for the ktsira. Avada works on both ktsiras. The question is, how vite? If it's
If you're a mafish for the Shigas Shabbos first, then it works for both Tchinas also. Just if you're mafish for the second Tzira of Shigas Malachas, then there's a machlokes Abayin Rava. Does it work for the first Tzira and the Tchina Sheima, or does it also work for the second Tchina, which is considered greater de greater? But it's poshut for them that you mitzar of Shigas Shabbos and Zodim Malachas with Shigas Malachas and Zodim Shabbos. So Milsa Rebshitla Abayin Rava, mi boy Reb Zera. Reb Zera Gufa had this as a question. The boy Reb Zera Rav Asi, the Amalo boy Mnei Reb Yom Rav Zera, Kotzar V'tochan. Rashi says it means kotzar oitochan. That means I was kotzar or I was toichen. Chatzi groy greres b'shiga Shabbos. You want to be mitzarif now, a chatzi zayis with a chatzi zayis. But they weren't done both with the same haloma of Shiga Shabbos or both with Shigas Malachas. One was done with Shiga Shabbos and one was done with Shigas Malachas. As follows. The boy minei Reb Yirmiyah Mirab Zeira Kotzar Oitochan Chatzi Gergeres B'Shiga Shabbos. I did a half a Gzayis. Half a Gergeres, I mean. B'Shiga Shabbos V'Zodim Malachas. So half is B'Shiga Shabbos. V'Choze V'Kotzar V'Tochan. And then I did again in the same Aloma. But again, a chatzi gorgeres bezodin Shabbos b'shigas malachas. But here it was not with the knowledge of thinking that it's Tuesday b'shigas Shabbos. Here I know it's Shabbos, but I think the malach is muta. So now the question is, ma u'shit starfu? Could you be mitzdarif shigas Shabbos with shigas malachas for chatzi and chatzi to be mechayev l'luchumra that you're a koitzer a ganze gorgeres the shear that's required? So. That was, now, according to Abayin Rava, we said it's poshut. You mitzarev, Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. But that which was poshut for Abayin Rava, Reb Zeira was mibayalei. Because boy Reb Zeira Rav Asi, what is taket is din? Or boy minei Rav Yemi Reb Zeira. But the point is, what's the din, legabi being mitzarev, a chatzi zayis and a chatzi zayis of Shigas Shabbos with Shigas Malachas? Omalei. So when he answered, either Rav Asi answered Reb Zeira, or Reb Zeira answered Reb Yirmiyah, Chalukin l'chatois v'loy mitzdarfin. The Chalukin l'chatois, meaning, Zog Rashi, if it would have been a full shear, if it wouldn't have been a half a gergeres, Iyav kashir l'cholchad, if it would have been a full shear of Shigas Shabbos of Ktira, and then a full shear of Shigas Malachas of Ktira, so then ein echa b'miskapi b'korban abo al chavegoi, you can't use one korban for both. One is Shigas Shabbos, and one is Shigas Malachas. Shigas Shabbos is one din, that you have one for those Shabbos, and Shigas Malachas is another din. It's called Chalukin Chatois. Over there you need a carbon for every Av. So ein miskap, echa miskapim carbon abel chavegoi. So just like they're considered separate carbonis if they would have been each one with kazayas, so too when it comes to half azesim, you can't be mitzdarf then. So we see that which Abayin Rava held for Dover Poshet, that you can be upkepatted Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachas and Shigas Malachas and Shigas Shabbos, the Maisik Tzira, the carbon for the Tzira for A would work on B also, and Tchina of A would work on B. The question just is greater the greater. So it's poshut that you mitzarif. So Reb Zeira had this as a bayah. Reb Zeira wasn't sure if you can be mitzarif a half a gereres with a half a gereres of part of the ktira being b'shigas Shabbos and part b'shigas Malachas, and they came out chalukin l'chatois v'loy mitzdarfin. Frag the Gemara on that. V'chol heiched the chalukin l'chatois v'loy mitzdarfin. If the chalukin l'chatois, then you don't see a tziruf. You can't be mitzarif chatzi gereres and chatzi gereres just because. If there would have been a Shir Sholem, there would be Chalukin Chatois, there would be two Korbanos for Shigas Shabbos and Zodim Malachas, and Shigas Malachas and Zodim Shabbos. So because the Chalukin Chatois is not Mitztarif, Frag the Gemara Vatanan, there's a Mishnah in Krisa that says, Ochal Chelev v'Chelev b'Helem Echad, if you eat two Kzeisim of Chelev in one Helem, Ein Echai v'Lachas, that's Poshet. Two Chelevs b'Helem Echad, you have one. However, Ocha chelev v'dam v'noisa v'pigul. If the different shemas, one is chelev, one is dam, one is noisa, one is pigul, it's all be'elam echad, yichai v'kolachas v'achas. And that's the chumra of different shemas. Zu choyme b'minim harbe, b'min echad. B'minim harbe yichayev, each one a different carbon. Mashenken b'min echad, b'elam echad yichayev, only one for two chelevs. And now the Gemara says, which continued, v'zu choyme b'min echad, minim harbe. There's a chumra of min echad over minim harbe. Which is as follows. What's a chumra of chelev and chelev? Shim ocha chatzi zayis. If you eat a half a kazayis of chelev, because of ocha chatzi zayis, mimin echod, ain't another half. You eat another half of a chatzi zayis of the same min.
So you mitzarev the two half chalevs, and you chayev a korban because you ate a ganze gezayis. Behelam echod two chatzi zayis chalev a mitzarev. However, mishnei minim, if you have a half a gezayis of chalev and a half a gezayis of dam, so you potter. You didn't have a shear that's mitzarev. Chalev and dam are not mitzarev. So on that we said vavinam bo mimin echod. You need to tell me that from one min, half chelev and half chelev, I'm mitzarf. Of course, I'm mitzarf. What's the poshet? It's behelam echod. Chatzi chatzi is mitzarf. It's like two bites. Of course, I'm mitzarf. And on that, Rish Lakish answered, V'om Rish Lakish, Bishum Bar Tutna, Hochama is kinon, going to ochla b'shnei tamchuin. The chiddush of chatzi zayis chelev, chatzi zayis chelev, that it's mitzarf because they were made in two different types of dishes. One of them was cooked, and one of them was baked. So you have a half a gezayis of chalev baked, and a different dish of a tamchui, a different dish that was cooked. And the chiddush is, they mitzarif, even though they're be'etzim different tamchuyin. V'Rabbi Shuhi, do'om ha'tamchuyin mechalkin. And Rabbi Shuhi usually is of the opinion, Rabbi Shuhi says, tamchuyin ha'mechalek, that it's considered a chiluk, and you can't be mitzarif them. So ma'aretem, you might think, Rabbi Shua's din is that a tamchuyin amechalik bein lekula bein lechumra. Maybe he only says it's lechumra. That different tamchuyin behelam echad two kazeisim, one cooked and one baked, yichayev two because they're two different tamchuyin. But who says he says it lekula also? Here you want to say lekula. You want to say a half a zayis cooked and a half a zayis baked are not mitzarif. So lechumra, I understand why he says it. You chayev two karbonas because you don't look at it as helam echod as achilas chelev chelev because they're different dishes. But do you say it lekula also? So you might think Rabbi Shua says it lekula also. That means a half a zayis cooked and a half a zayis baked would not be mitzarif and you would not be chayev any karbon because you only see a half, you don't see a full. So you might think ma'ariv temam Rabbi Shua ben lekula ben lechumra. Komash melon, on that the chiddush is the lekula loy omar lechumra ka omar. He only said it lechumra. Lechumra means that you're not considered that you only have one carbon when you eat two kazeis and chelev behelam echad because they're different dishes. One is cooked and one is baked. Two tamchuyin. Masha enkin lekula to say that you don't see a tzir of a half and a half. Daddy never said lekula loy omar. He only said it lechumra. So that's the chiddush that we're saying that mimin echad you chayev. Is talking about that it's two different tamchuyin. Now, zok the gemara, the kasha is v'hocha the chalukin lechatois. Over here, if these two tamchuyin, these two dishes, would have been a kazayis of each, then we would have called it chalukin lechatois. That you would not be considered that you only have one carbon of two zeis in behelam echod because they chalukin betamchuyin. If it would have been a zayis in each, they chalukin lechatois, and yet we say that if you eat a half a zayis of one tamchuyin, half a zayis of another one, even though the be'etzim the chalukin chatois, the different tamchuyin are chalukin chatois, if it would have been two zeisim, one zayis each, you would have two karbonas, so it's called chalukin chatois, and come mitzarfi, and you're still mitzarf, that a half a zayis in one tamchuyin, and a half a zayis in another type of tamchuyin, we say you're mitzarf then. So we see chalukin chatois, you're mitzarf. So why do we say, that's a question now we're asking, why does Abzeri say that Shiga Shabbos and Shigas Melochus are not mitzarif one to another? Milsa the Pshitla Abay Verova that it's mitzarif. Reb Zeris says mi bayalei because chalukin chatois and not mitzarif. So you're saying it's a dover poshet chalukin chatois and not mitzarif. Here we see clearly that chatzis zayis in one tamchuy and chatzis zayis in another tamchuy are mitzarif, even though they chalukin chatois. So why should it be any difference? Meaning it's poshet for you that Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melochus are chalukim chatois and they're not mitzarif, the two chatzis of shigas Shabbos and shigas Melochus. That was Reb Zeri's whole baya because chalukim chatois and not mitzarif. So why, when it comes to the din of two tamchuyin, which is chalukim chatois, if it's chatzi v'chatzi, he says that it would be mitzarif lechumra. Lechari chalukim chatois, you tell me it's poshet, it's not mitzarif. Here we see it is mitzarif. On that, the Gemara answers omalei. So he answered him, Mara Reisha Masinei. You're learning this din of Rish Lakish that says that you ate it b'tu tamchuyin, according to Rabbi Shua that says tamchuyin amechalkin, you're saying it's going on the Reisha, that if you eat two chatzi zeisim from one min, then it's tarif, so melekashele. So you have this question, that two zeisim, after all,
if it would have been a zeis and mitzvah tamtchuim mechalkim, so why over here do you say that chalukin it's chalukin lechatois and it's mitztarif? No, I'm saying it's bechal not going on the reisha. It's not going on the case of och chatzi zayis v'chatzi zayis from tamtchuim. Anon asefa masinun lei. I'm learning this din of Rish Lakish that he says she'och lebishnei tamtchuim is going on the sefer. That means that if you ate two chatzi zeisim from two minim, then I'm mitztarif from dam and chele, from pigul and dam. So mele loy kashale. So mele, there's no kasha to be asked. If you eat two chatzi zeisim from two different minim, avadi yepoto. Zok the Gemara, anon a sefer mastin on lo. I'm learning this on the sefer of two different minim. So loy kashalon. So there's no kasha that you can ask now, because how did I, what did I, what did Shlokish say on the sefer? Meaning mishnei minim yepoto on two minim when it's dam and chelev. So yepoto on that the Gemara says the kasha is on this part. Tzricha lemeimar, you need to tell me it's poshut that they're not mitzarev. The two different isurim. How is chatzi pigul mitzarev? Is chatzi dam? On a dad, Rish Lakish answers, "V'omer Rish Lakish, b'shum batutna." And this is what Rish Lakish is going on. Lo oylam, we're talking about what that you had two chatzis zeisim in minechot. V'amai korelei shnei minim. So why is it called shnei minim? She'ochlei b'shnei tamchuin, because you ate one min in two different dishes. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Shuhi, the Omer Tamchuin Michalkin, that two Chatzi Zeisim attack and Amit Starif for a Chi of Chattas, because two Tamchuin and Amichalik are Amit Starif. And the Chiddush is the Omer Rabbi Shuhi Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra, and Rabbi Shuhi's din that is Amit Starif by two different Tamchuin, Tamchuin Amichalik, is Sai Lekula and Sai Lechumra, also Lekula, then Amit Starif, to be considered a Gantzak Zayas that you should bring a Chattos. Versteht sich lechumet zamet starf, that if you eat two zeisim in two tamchuyin, you chayv two chatois. But even lechulet zamet starf, and memele you're not going to be chayv a chatos, because the two chatzi zeisim in two tamchuyim are not mitzdarif. And oilom, that which is chalukin lechatois, are taken not mitzdarfin. The Gemara had a kasha. V'chalhech the chalukin lechatois lo mitzdarfi. Here we see that chatzi is mitzdarif. So the Gemara says, no, I taken learn chalukin lechatois are taken not mitzdarfi. On that, the Gemara fears ois, mi de seifo, mi min echot v'shnei tamchuyin. Now that we're zetzing ein, that the seifo is talking about that you ate two chatzi zeisim from two different minim, and we, the reason why, it's min echot v'shnei tamchuyin, and the reason why you potter is because tamchuyin amichalik, and it's min echot v'shnei tamchuyin, tamchuyin amichalik, zog the Gemara daf ein alef omit beis. Michlal, you can deduce from here, The reisha that says that you ate two chatzi zeisim from one min that you chayev is talking about min echad v'tamchui echad. It's talking about one min and one tamchui. So that's poshut. Min echad v'tamchui echad tzichel meimar. You need to tell me that if it's tzarev when it's min echad and tamchui echad. And that the Gemara answers, Omer avu nocha ma'is kinon. The chiddush is going to hoysel a yediyah ben a time. That even though it's a chatzi zayis, between the two chatzi zayisim, he had a yediyah. V'rem gamlili, dome ein yediyah lechatzi shir. We know usually yediyah is mechalik and yechayiv two karbonus. So you might think a yediyah would make it that you can't be mitzarev two chatzoyim. So the chiddush is, Rav Gamliel says, ein yediyah lechatzi shir. And we don't say, just like yediyah is mechalik between two shiurim, that yechayiv two different karbonus. It's not called helam echad anymore. So we say, no, by chatzi shir, it's not called the yediyah. Chatzi shir, it's not called the yediyah, and memele is still mitzarev the two chatzoyim. And that's the chiddush, that the two achilas are mitzarev, even though it's one tamchui and it's one min, but there was a yediyah in between, ein yediyah lechatzi shir. Now the reason why yediyah is not considered a yediyah for a chatzi shir, shteitin toises later on dafkuf hey, is because shteitin posik oy hoy da elof chatosoy. The yediyah has to be on the chi of chatos, on the chet, in Gansen. That's called the yediyah lechalik. Mashenken a yediyah that's not a chi of chatos, because only a chatzi shir, is not considered a yediyah to be mechalik. All right, we'll stop over here, the top of ein aleph omid beis, four lines down by the two dots.